The leader of the state Senate says she does not think there will be new broad-based taxes on the wealthy to close the state's multi-billion-dollar budget shortfall. Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins' remarks come as a liberal-leaning think tank is issuing a report that finds New York has the highest level of income inequality in the nation. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
Senate Leader Stewart-Cousins, speaking to reporters during a break in a two-day retreat with her Democratic members, says she's extremely concerned with the projected $3 to $4 billion Medicaid shortfall that has led Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget office to recommend delaying a Medicaid payment to providers later this year and to cut reimbursements for hospitals and nursing homes. But the Democratic leader says raising income taxes on the wealthy is not the first option.
Our first fallback thing isn't let's raise taxes. I mean, you know, because I know that's the next thing you're going to ask. But we were pretty clear, our conference, even last year, one of the first things we did was the tax cap. I mean, we know how the burden of taxes, certainly on middle-class, low-income New Yorkers, is very difficult.
Earlier this year, the Senate, along with the Assembly and Governor, made permanent a 2% per year cap on the growth of property taxes in the state. Stewart-Cousins represents portions of Westchester, one of the most highly taxed regions in the state, and her conference includes several senators in other high-tax areas, including Long Island. The Senate leader says while it's likely that lawmakers will legalize the adult use of recreational marijuana in 2020, any revenues from the sale of the drug would not come fast enough to fill the current budget gap. Senator Stewart-Cousins says right now she's not ruling out anything, though, including spending cuts.
We have to be able to look at, you know, a myriad of possibilities.
Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has said he's open to raising revenues, and he did not rule out raising taxes on the wealthy. Governor Cuomo has not been a supporter of increasing taxes on the rich. The governor says he'll reveal his proposed solution to the problem in January. On the same day that the Senate Democrats held their meeting, the Fiscal Policy Institute, a think tank funded by labor unions, religious groups, and advocates for the poor, issued a report. It finds New York has the most unequal distribution of income of any state in the nation. FPI's Ron Deutsch says not since the so-called Gilded Age of the 1920s has there been such a vast divide between the highest and lowest income New Yorkers. Without intervention, the report says the gap is expected to grow. Deutsch says increasing taxes on those most able to afford to pay could help.
We have a lot of glaring needs in New York that we need to address, and the best way to do that is to raise revenue in a responsible way and ask those who have benefited the most over the years to pay a little bit more.
Deutsch says Governor Cuomo's self-imposed 2% spending cap during the past several years has been harmful. The governor has often allowed a greater than 2% increase in spending on health care and education from year to year, but that's led to cuts in other state programs, Deutsch says.
We've seen a serious decline of about 26% since the 2% cap has been in place on social services spending, and we need to reverse this trend. We can't continue down this road of austerity spending.
Meanwhile, the chair of the state's Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, says he believes the answer to the growing budget gap is to cut spending.
We have ridiculously generous Medicaid benefits in this state. I mean, if you look at Medicaid, you notice that you never hear out of the Democratic conference that perhaps we ought to look at how to right-size the program. I mean, Texas and Florida, two states that have exceeded our population, two states that are growing by leaps and bounds. We spend more than they do combined on the program of Medicaid.
Langworthy says Democrats have an addiction to spending, and he's not surprised that some reach first to new taxes as a remedy. Adding to the pressure for lawmakers, the State Board of Regents voted Monday to recommend that New York increase its funding on schools by an additional $2 billion. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.